For my second interview, I conducted an interview with Dr. James Guest. He previously worked at NUS Marine Biology Lab and had actually written articles for the National Parks Board, as well as many different research papers in relation to marine biology and marine conservation. Also, he's actually a fellow scuba diver like myself and has had a lot of hands-on experience in the water, and has also himself seen the same things that I have seen, and has shared similar experiences. And so I was very lucky to actually have an interview with him, as he was I was he we were calling sorry he was calling me from Newcastle, where he currently resides, as he is a professor at Newcastle University. And so our conversation was actually quite interesting and fruitful, and actually this was one of the his knowledge was very invaluable to me, as he said some really thought-provoking things and things that I had not considered before. One of the really interesting ideas that he had mentioned was assisted evolution. And so when doing marine conservation, not only do we not want to just preserve these corals, but we want to also increase the high value of them and make sure that they can eventually evolve. And so there's some things that he talks about, where in one project he does sexual propagation to rehabilitate corals, and through this he's able to spawn many corals in a shorter period of time, and hopefully this would increase the likelihood and chances of more coral spawning over a long period of time. And so he talked and mentioned a lot about reef management and how that there are measures being implemented, or some inventions being created to help rehabilitate coral reefs. But another thing he mentioned is the effect of water quality due to land reclamation, as he also talked about how the sediments from land reclamation can have a long-term change on the water, and this itself, the water quality, can actually have a huge impact on the coral reefs and mangroves and different things in the water. As specifically, for example, in the mangroves, it won't be able to come back around because of sediments, and they'll actually be gone completely. And mangroves are actually not an easy part of marine life to grow. Another thing he had also mentioned, which I thought was really interesting, was that he had talked about how change is not. He said individual change is very minimal, and that actually everything needs to be more systemic. And so overall, I think that I've taken away a lot from our conversation, and that I perhaps need to cut some things down in what he had mentioned. But generally, he had actually mentioned very thought-provoking things and things that I had not considered before. I would say this was quite a eye-opening experience.